I thought we might talk about a bit of game fishing, and that's about to fire up, and so it might be a good practice to ready the gear this weekend.
Yeah, right. So, well, let's start with tuna then. Where should we go?
Well, with tuna, it's about to fire up. We haven't seen too many about, but they're going to come through pretty soon. They come down on that East Australian current, of course, which we've got Nemo in front there with the turtles, and they come down that eastern seaboard through Sydney, Batemans Bay, and with it the little end of the current comes down to Tasmania, and that brings with it albacore, it brings with it striped tuna, which not too many eat, but we can use those for bait. But what's with them, fingers crossed this season, is some marlin and some yellowfin tuna.
Beauty. Now, we mentioned the weather's going to be foul, so I might as well do that now. So we're expecting rain, heavy falls, 40 to 8 mils on the coast, maybe more than that out in the water, and possibly 60 to 100 mils inland, and thunder and windy from late morning. So it should start after lunch and then go through the afternoon and for most of the night and then tomorrow morning as well. It's a lot of rain, mate, and it's going to...
Well, that is a lot of rain. Are those figures correct? Should I start building an ark and looking for animals two by two?
But what's going to happen is it's really going to flush those rivers and streams out when it's done.
Yeah, my word, it certainly is. That's going to make the river systems nice and open. It's going to make those estuaries pretty good too. So I think after that rain, the next high tide should be well worth looking for a fish in the estuaries along the coast.
Yeah. You mentioned off the air as well a big whiting caught. I didn't hear about this one.
Yes. Now it was a massive whiting. It was like a different species. It was caught from the Tamar. Now the Tamar River, like that Kelso area, like when I say the mouth of the Tamar, we're talking around those areas. Like is it Greens? What's that? Is it Greens Beach, Kelso's type area? That whiting was absolutely massive. So I think it was 80 centimetres, like tip of the tail.
Wow, that is... I mean, that's, okay, 80 centimetres, that's 2.5 rulers long.
Yeah, it was absolutely massive, and I'm sure some scientists will be like to see that, because that's as big as they get, surely. Normally in Tasmania, the whiting are up around Montague. Montague's traditionally, in the north-northwest, is traditionally where our big whiting come from. But the mouth of the Tamar's decided to have a bit of a go. But you can find that if you look on the Tasmanian whiting pages on Facebook, you'll see a bit of detail about that.
Righto. And we haven't spoken about flathead for a while. Heard any stories or what?
Yeah, the flathead is still going quite well. We went out the other day and managed to pick up a couple after work. What else is going on? We found those in about 35 metres, 40 metres. I always talk about that mark for the better whiting off the northwest coast. I find getting out there, you get a good yield for your drift. Some people have been doing quite well in closer. If you can find a nice sandy patch and you're in your boat and you're using your sounder to good use, you can get a really good couple of drifts going in close. And you'll find you'll get a nice feed of flathead. Now, I was out with a friend, Amy, the other day, and we were looking for some salmon, and we managed to find some salmon. We won't tell what we were looking for. We're actually after yellowtail kingfish, but we didn't get any, so that was a bit of a fail. But the yellowtail kingfish out off Devonport and out off Ulverston are starting to come through. I've heard a few being caught, but we managed to get a few decent big salmon. Now, those salmon are what the... they're travelling in the big schools, and hopefully the yellowfin are with them.
Yeah, well, I saw a photo the other day in the paper of a couple of kids who caught some really big salmon, so, yeah.
Yeah, these were lifters. I think it was Amy's first salmon, and she did quite well. It was really good fun to take someone out that hasn't done much fishing, and all of a sudden we got a new fishing convert.
Yeah, well, Sunday might be okay for fishing. Sunday's actually looking okay, mostly fine and sunny, light winds. There you go.
Yeah, it's probably going to take a little while if you're going to get into the estuaries, though. That fresh water is going to flush out those estuaries, and Sunday may be a bit of a pain in the bum to try and fish, because you're going to have a lot of water moving.
Yeah.
Now that you mention that rain coming, that's interesting, because I went for a swim up the Forth River the other night, and they'd let the dam go, and I couldn't for the life of me work out why the river was running so hard. They're obviously in a bit of a panic going, oh, we better let some water out because the water's coming.
So you were swimming against the current, were you?
Yeah, it was pretty treacherous in one spot, so we decided to move further down, and we found a little spot which wasn't quite so dangerous. But yeah, it was flowing really hard.
All right, well, for future reference, if you see someone swimming up the Forth River, it's probably old mate Hooch.
yeah, looking like a white whale, a beluga.
All right, so let's do the tide times. Our friends at Deegan Marine. So we've got a low tide about, well, it's lunchtime, 12:39, about half a metre. High tide's at 6:45 tonight, about 3.3 metres. But, yeah, so the rain coming this afternoon, tonight, and then tomorrow. So we do have a flood watch for all northwestern, northern and northeastern catchments, and that includes local rivers such as the Mersey, the Forth, in fact, all of them. So
all of them, yeah. Now, you mentioned Deegan Marine there. I had a bit of a giggle when I went past. There's something quite interesting happening with COVID. People aren't travelling and they're spending their money on other things, and some of that is boats, because you drive past the Deegan dealership and there's not too many boats left, and with a bit of everything across the world, there's a stock supply issue, and that is the boat. So if you are thinking about buying a boat, I wouldn't wait too long, because there's not many boats left in Tasmania in Australia.
Yeah. All right, mate, so what are you doing this weekend?
That's a very good question. I'm going to probably study this weather, because it's news to me that we're having all this rain.
Yeah. Well, it's coming,
but that's
mate.
That's not saying much, because it was news to me it was Friday. So I'll have a look at the weather, and I might try and work out something to do. I might see if Dad's got any second-hand timber and start building this ark.
Build your ark. Hey, did you put any videos of your last fishing trip up online, by the way?
Yes, we have, up good. On Team Penn Simrad Fishing. We've got one up that went up yesterday. It's well worth a look. The young lad, Joel Powell, has done an excellent job putting it together. And so, yeah, we just like to do a few videos. It sort of shows how much fun it is out in the water, and then we've got a few hints and tips. So if you want to get all across the Team Penn Simrad Fishing on Facebook, check that one out. It should be the first one on the page.
Nice work, mate. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and talk to you next week.
All right, same to you. Cheers, mate. Catch you all later.